Now the Gemara says, I bought time with Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi says clearly what his reason is. Reb Yossi says clearly, Mishum Hefsed Haramai, who? Yossi says clearly, the reason why I do not give back even $100 is because I want the liar to admit. Says, so there's no svara to say that in the case of money, Reb Yossi should agree maybe to the Rabbanim that you give back 100 and 100. Reb Yossi says clearly, his svara is, I don't give back anything in order that the liar should admit. So there's no havamina that Reb Yossi should admit by money. So Mar says true, Elo Tavaya the Rabbanim Itzrach. In both cases, we need according to the Rabbanim. And I tell you, it's V'loi Zu Asukatani. Not only this, even that. In other words, true, if it would have just said the case of Kalim, it would have been enough. But first it says the case of money. And then it says even a bigger Kiddush, that even by Kalim, we're really, you're ruining the Kli, you're selling the Kli. Still, the Rabbanan says that we sell that Kli, and $100 of it goes back to the second person, and then just the rest of the value of it, that we hold on until we know which one it belongs to. Now the Mishnah says, HaMavkid Perisaita Chaveroi. If somebody gives you fruits to watch, you're a shamer on fruit. Afilu hein avudin. Even if the pears are getting rotten, they're getting ruined. Rashi says that they akvarim even maisa come and eat from it. Or rikvun, they're rotting away. Still layigabhem. You're not supposed to touch them. You have to watch them until the owner comes back. We have Mishimah megamli alaymano moichron. Sell them right now and hold on to the money for the owner better, because otherwise they'll all get ruined. Then do it b'fnei bezdin, in front of bezdin. Mifneishu kemeishav aveda, they'll buy them. Because that's cool, like hashavas aveda. Like if you keep on holding on to it, the whole thing will get rotten away. There'll be nothing to give back. So it's like, it's a meishav aveda now. That's what Shimon Gamliel swore. This Gemara says, my taima, what's the reason of a Tanakama? Chorav Shimon says, very good. You should have to sell it. What does a Tanakama say? Lo yigabem, don't touch it. Samar of Kanav Kana says, the swore is, famous swore, Odom roitze bekav shaloi, mitisha kav mshachaveroi. A person would rather have just one cob of his own than have a nine of somebody else's. In other words, this is your own fruit that you raised, you grew. So therefore, even though it's going to rot away, you don't care. It's worth it to you to get back the fruit, even though they're rotten, even though it's going to be worth nine times less than getting back the money. Because a person wants what he worked for. Kav Shalai Rashi says, Chaviv Olov, what you do yourself is worth, is very dear to you. Ayidei Shalom Ben, because you worked on it. The kav, you want this calf to be for you. Who writes, you want this more than Tisha Kav Mishalachayrim, Shikach Badam Yimachrim. You don't care the person should give you the money and you buy and buy new Paris. You'd rather have your Paris than have other bought Paris. Famous Svara. So therefore, Rabbi Tanakam holds, don't sell the Paris. Hold on to it until the owner comes back. We have Nachman Yitzchakam, another Svara. Chashinim were afraid, Shem Osan Hamafkid, Truma Meiser Al Mokamacher. You're afraid maybe the owner had to take off Truma Samaisis from the fruits he has in his house. So he said that these Paris that I gave to Shema to watch, they should be Truma on the Paris I have home. So therefore you can't sell these Paris now, because you have to be afraid maybe they became, maybe they're Truma Samaisa. The Ma Mesa have a kasha. Says Aloha, I'm asking Paris at Chaveroi. If you give Paris to your friend, Harei's illegal, then you're not allowed to touch it. You know, the shame is not allowed to touch it. So it says in the price of Lafikach, therefore, it says, therefore, Balabayis also has to Truma Maisa Mokamachar. Therefore, the owner is allowed to make Truma Maisa Mokamachar. So here there's a kasha to Rav Nachman. It was like this. Bishleim of Rav Kana, it's very good according to Rav Kana. Hainu Diktoni Lafikach. That's why the price is Lafikach. In other words, you're not allowed to touch the Paris because the owner wants his own Paris back more than other Paris. So therefore, since the law is that the shame is not allowed to sell it, therefore now the Baal HaBos back at home has a right to say, for sure the owner did not sell the Paris, therefore you have a right to make a Truma Samaisris on your Paris home. But Elul Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, my Lafikach, what's Lafikach here? It doesn't start off. According to Rav Nachman, the only reason why you can't sell it is because you're afraid maybe the owner made a Truma Samaisris. So how could the right to say Lafikach? Mashma, there's some separate reason why you can't touch it. Once you can't touch it, then the owner is allowed to make a Truma Samaisis. According to Rav Nachman, the opposite. Really, you are allowed to sell it. Just you're afraid. We're afraid because maybe the owner made it a Truma Samaisis. So the Brisa says not like him. So Gemara says, no, Hachikom, this is the Brisa meant to say. Hashtad the Yom Rabbanan Lo Yidnis Davin. True. Now that the Rabbanan said that the Shomer is not allowed to sell it. Why? Because he has to be afraid. Maybe the owner made a Truma Samaisis. Amakam Achar. The Chashinim that were afraid maybe the owner did it. So now the Fikr, therefore, Talachar is that Balabai Yisai the Truma Samaisa Mokamachar. Now the Maisa, the Balabas himself, back at home, he has the right to go and make those Paris Truma Samaisa Mokamachar. But since the Rabbanan told the Shomer, meaning that from a Sufik, you can't sell it, So once there's such halacha that the shayma can't sell it, now the owner back at home for sure is allowed to make a truma samaisis and makam achra. So it wouldn't be a kashan rav nachum. Omar rabba barbachonim rabbi yechonon machloikis. Where's the machloikis now? Mishnah b'rzeiches reinon. Only if it loses, it's getting spoiled at a normal loss, that there'll still be something lost. There'll still be something left over. Rashi says, g'deru sha tvuah. Like any other tvuah gets rotten. We'll see later on the Mishnah. The chitzim lor is tisha chatzai kabin l'kurum. If you have wheat or you have rice, that it's normal if you have a kur of them, so 9.5 kabin should get lost, to get the room. That's normal. If it devaluates that much, then the Tanakhama says not to sell it. But if it gets worse, even more than that, then divrei hakel merchan, everybody agrees you're supposed to sell it in the bezdin, in front of the bezdin. So it's like this. On Rav Nachman, for sure they argue. Because Rav Nachman says the reason why you can't sell it is because you have to be afraid maybe the owner made a truma samaisus. See, if you're afraid the owner made a truma samaisus, you can never sell it. I don't care how much it gets devaluated, but you can't sell it. So for sure they argue on Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak. But Rav Kana mi blame pligi, does he argue on Rav Kana or not? Maybe, kikom Rav Kana, when does Rav Kana say that you can't touch him only with echas roinen, only when it has a normal loss? Maybe, that's all he meant. For the Gemara, no. I have a rotza b'kav shaloi mitisha kabin shechaveroi. Come on. Maybe even if it goes down 9 times as much, still you're not supposed to touch it. And that's more than k'deches roinim. So Chori Siv Rav Kahn also argues on this. So Gemara says, no. Maybe guzma ba'alma. That the Rav Kahn has said 9 times, that's only an exaggeration. He didn't mean so much. Maybe he only meant k'deches roinim. What the normal loss is. But once the shayma sees that the payers are getting even more, getting lost more, then you have a right to sell it. So maybe you agree with Rav Kahn. Nasli have a kasha. It says the tikkur bala bayis says such truma samaisa makom acher. Therefore, it says the bala boss is allowed to make a truma samaisa makom acher. And the question is why? For leikish, why shouldn't we be afraid? Till the heaven lo yosem megdechas reinam. Maybe the payers will run away more than usual. If so, then the loch is vizavninu. Then the shayma has a right to sell it. So how could the owner make a truma samaisus? Maybe the shayma sold it already. The koachot's fallen. Then the bala boss back at home. It's not chalas truma. He's eating tevel. So my answer is like this: Yosem adeches roinan loy shchiach. That payer should right away so much doesn't happen so often. Therefore, the mishtake, if it does happen, my mizavdinelu. But still, you have a right to sell it. But still, v'lech Hashem also bala bayis truma maisa makam acher. Let's still be afraid that maybe the owner made it about truma samaisa makam acher. So how could we go ahead and sell it? And the Gemara, Kim is of, in words, since it doesn't happen so often, it takes a long time. So the question is though, but maybe the Baal HaBos already made it, Truma Samaisus, how could we sell it? So Gemara says true, Kim is of Ninu, when we sell it, and Nami Lekahanim, but made Truma Mizavinilu. When the Shomer sells it now, he has to true be afraid, maybe the owner made it Truma Samaisus, so he could only sell it to a Kohen. Therefore there won't be any problem. For the Gemara of Solar, of Nachman B'Yitzchak Nami, is of Ninu Lekahanim, you're going to Nachman B'Yitzchak then, what can you sell to the Kohen? Why does he say the Shomer can't sell it? Because we're afraid maybe the owner made a truma samaisus. Even if the owner made a truma samaisus, let him sell it to a kohen but made truma. So Gemara says true, but the whole plea is the machlekes over here. The rabbi babachon esava yaisem nechas roinan l'shchiach. It doesn't happen so often. Midi. Therefore, and if it does happen, it takes a long time for it to happen. V'chei mishtakeh, if it does happen, l'kamehu deav yaisem nechas roinan. It takes a long time until it happens. So therefore, yovelu balabayis truma samaisus makom acher mukmei dehevi lo yaisem nechas roinan avelu. If the Baal HaBos does decide to make a truma samaisus, for sure we did it already before it got fulfilled so much, before it went down so much. So therefore, by the time the Shomer wants to sell it, the owner already made a truma samaisus. Hilchos, therefore, ki evel yosem nechas roinan is avinu l'kahanim, but you made truma. Therefore, very good. Now when the Shomer comes to sell it, way later on, even though it was made already into truma, let him sell it to a kohen, there's no problem. But Rav Nachman Yitzchak Sava, no. Yosem nechas roinan mishkashir, it happens very often. If so, v'chi hevi lu, when does it happen? It happens le'alta, very fast, to the hevi lu. If so, that's what Nachman says, v'yamad in zamninu, if you're going to say the Shomer has the right to sell it right away, zimnin, sometimes the kodim u'mazin lu. Sometimes the Shomer will sell it very fast. Before the Yonu even makes a truma samaisus. And then, v'chi yovad lu, balabayis truma maisra, makam achar. When the balabos gets around to say that he wants the truma to be those parents that gave to the Shomer, it's not there anymore. Lo yod de zavna. The owner doesn't realize that the Shomer already sold it. The kochot fallen, and it comes out the owner is eating tevel. That's the machlekes. Rav Nachman says he has to be afraid. Maybe he got devaluated so fast. So if the Shomer is going to sell it, then maybe the Baal HaBos didn't make a truma yet. He's first going to make it later, and then the Baal HaBos will eat tevel. Whereas the other malim says no, we're not afraid of that because it takes a very long time for it to get so less.
So therefore, by that time, for sure, the owner already made a Trumas to Maisus. So then the Yetzer is to sell to a Kayin, there won't be any problem. All right, stop here.
You have holding that Lamed Ches Omer Aleph, near the bottom. Meisvei. Says, Meisvei, I have a question. Says, Alocho, Hamaskit Pei Reseitzich Averoi, if somebody gives fruits to his friend to watch for him, he becomes a shomer on it, Vehekivu, and the peris become rotten, or else Yayin I give you wine to watch, Vehechmetz, the wine becomes spoiled, or else Shemen I gave you oil to watch, Vehivish, and it also became spoiled, or else Devash, I gave you honey to watch, Vehidvish, and the honey got spoiled. So it says in all these cases, Harezel lo yigabhen. It says the shomer is still not supposed to touch it and just leave it and hold it on to for the owner. Even though it's getting spoiled, it's getting ruined, still just hold on to it till the owner comes. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. The Chachamim Oymer Nechom say, Oyser lohem takona. No, you're supposed to make a takona. Do something good for the owner. We'll soon see what that means. And therefore sell these things right now in Beis Din. And return the money. Later you just return the money to the owner. Okay, now when you sell these things, you have to sell them to somebody else. You're not supposed to buy it yourself. The shomer himself should not buy it and like just hold on to the money for the owner. He's not allowed to sell to himself. Okay, why? Because at the same time the law of other places. That gaboy tzedakah. If you're a person that collect tzedakah, so bizman shein lehem aniyim. If you don't have any aniyim around to give the money to, so you have to hold on to the money. So lechalek, you don't have aniyim to give out the money to. Porton liacherim, v'yein porton liatzman. Like you want to change the money back from copper coins into silver coins because copper coins get ruined fast. So if you have to hold on to the money now, you don't want it to get ruined. So you want to change your copper coins back into silver coins. So now you're not supposed to do it for yourself, because we're afraid when you do it for yourself, maybe you'll jip, maybe you won't give enough money. So therefore it says Lacha, Partin Liacherim, V'yein Partin Liatzman. When you want to change over the money, you have to change it over with somebody else and don't do it yourself. And the same thing Gabay Tamchoy. If you're a Gabay that collects food to give out food for tzedakah, so bizman shein lo aniyim lechalek. Let's say there's no aniyim to give out the food to. So what do you do with this food? So moichron, you're supposed to sell it. But liacherim, sell it to other people. V'yein moichron liyatzman. You can't sell it to yourself because we're afraid maybe you won't give enough money. You won't give the right price. Therefore, when you sell it to somebody else to make sure you get the right money. Here also, if you're a shomer and the fruits that you're watching become spoiled, you're supposed to sell it right now in order to hold on to the money to give it back to the Bailim, but you can't sell it to yourself, you have to sell it to somebody else. Now, what's the question? Ketani Miyas, what did we learn over here? That Peiros Ve'Kivoy. If you're a shomer on fruits, and the fruits get rotten, so, my love, aren't we talking about, Afilu Yesa Mechteches Reinon. Mashmi, even if they get lost, they got spoiled a lot, more than the normal amount. Before we had Yesa, the Gemara said, that the owner Machlekes is, but when it's Yosem Adeches Reinen, we said and everybody agrees, you're supposed to sell it. That's what Rabbi Bavachona Amr Rav Yechanan said. That the Machlekes the Mishnah was only by Bechdeches Reinen. But if the parents get ruined more than the normal way, then everybody holds you're supposed to sell it. And here in the Brisa, Mashmana like that. Here it says, even though the parents got ruined, which is Mashma a lot, more than the usual amount, still it's a Machlekes here if you're allowed to sell it or not. Somewhere it says, Loi, that's not the Shana the Bryce here. Bechdeches Reinen. Here when it says the fruits got spoiled, that means only the normal amount. But Enechanami, if it would have been spoiled more than the usual amount, then according to everybody, you're allowed to sell it. Somewhere says, no, but it says in the Bryce of Yayin Vehechmetz, the wine became vinegar. Shemen Vehivish, the oil became spoiled. Devash Vehidvish, the honey became spoiled. The Chura spoiled means completely. The Yes, the Medeches Reinen, this is more than the normal amount. Ninu. And still it says here that you should not sell it. Rabbi Meir says here, don't leika behen. So Chori said, not like Rabbi Babachana. Even though it got spoiled more than the normal amount, still Rabbi Meir says, don't touch it. So Mursa is true, but Shani, Hani, these are different over here. That Kivan the Kum Kum. Like once these things became spoiled,